I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. Twin Cities artist Jeff Ray is joining us today. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Well, let's get started with the tune, and then we'll come back and chat. Okay. What do you want to start with here?
We'll start with the new one off the new record. This is a traveling song. This is called Sleepin' Dogs. Never let them tell you it ain't no good. A real man does better than he ever could. Coffee in the morning and wine in the night. If sugar's in the way, then take it, I might. If sugar's in the way, then take it, I might. If sugar's in the way, then take it, I might. Gonna really let you be. One road is all you can see. One jelly on the roll, a jelly on the roll. Light on my porch, you know, there's a light in my sky. A light inside tell me I'm gonna get on by. One shot from a glass, one shot from the gun's gonna be just enough to make this a life on the run. Gonna be just enough to make this a life on the run. Low, 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 oh, get you on the run. Gonna really let you be. One roll is all you can see. A jelly on the roll, a jelly on the roll. And I've been east and I've been west. Someday soon I hope to see the rest. But don't bring me down, gonna pick me up. Pressure's gonna build to my life if it erupts. Pressure's gonna build to my life if it erupts. Oh, pressure always seemed to build, you know. Oh, it'll get the best of me. Temptation ain't ever gonna really let you be. One road is all you can see. One jelly on the road, jelly on the road. Jelly on the roll, a jelly, jelly, jelly on the roll, a jelly on the roll, a jelly on the roll.
Jeff Ray on KUMD, that's Sleeping Dogs from his latest album, Blue Mara. And I should mention, before we go any farther here, that Jeff's going to be playing tonight at Fitger's Brew House at 9:30, and then tomorrow evening at Sir Ben's.
Yeah, we got a twofer this weekend going on.
Yeah, you're just spending the weekend here. Well, we're happy to have you here on this Friday the 13th. Any yeah. superstitions about that?
Not yet. We'll see what happens, but
well, I'm glad nothing bad has happened.
I'm maintaining a positive attitude, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, you seem like a positive attitude kind of guy. So that one was from your new album. Tell us about that song.
That one it's sort of a traveling tune. It's a song about temptation. It's kind of like a blues theme. A lot of this album, the songs on this album are sort of themed after the blues and common, you know, things that the blues talks about, like temptation and all that kind of dark stuff. So
jelly rolls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah, that's basically what that one's all about. And there's many more like that. We'll play more, you know, of the same kind of style and stuff.
Great. Well, we wanted to have you in for your CD release party, which was back in October, but we had our membership drive going on, so we weren't able to do that. But the album is fairly new. And I just want to give people a little background on you. You've been here a couple times before, so some of this is, you know, you're from Rochester, down south there.
Yeah, grew up there,
You went to school in Memphis and spent a few years in music scene
there. Yeah, lived down there for a little while. Yep.
Spent some time in Madison, and now you're in St. Paul.
Yep. I'm in St. Paul now for, boy, how long has it been? 9 years now? No. 7 years? Between 7 and 9 years, depending on how you count the years.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah,
somewhere
something
in
like
there.
That.
And
yeah.
Your latest album is Blue Mara. It's your fourth album, is that
Yeah,
right?
It's the fourth one. Yeah, this one is actually, this is the first album where I've had other musicians. Well, I guess that's not entirely accurate, but first album where I had a lot of other musicians playing with me on the record. There's washboard on there. There's bass guitar. There's fiddle. There's harmony vocals. There's all sorts of kind of stuff going on, but it's very still try to keep it a solo sound, you know, and make it true to the live sound. And that's what we did actually with a lot of the CD release shows. We just got all those musicians together and played the album, you know, as it is, and just ran it, you know, from front to back.
And some of those musicians include Nick Salisbury. And you guys were, now all of you were kind of playing as a band, The Stakes, with was Jeffrey and The Stakes for a while?
Yeah, and that's basically the Stakes moniker is for any time that there's multiple people playing with me and, you know, we don't know what to call ourselves, that's kind of what it becomes. It's sort of a pun because Nick Salisbury Steak.
It's kind of, I didn't catch that.
It's a little, when you have to explain a joke, you know, you shouldn't explain it in the first place, but.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm glad you did. And so what was it like? How did you get together with them and how did you start playing with them?
It was we had there's a songwriter showcase that I would go to down in St. Paul, and this is probably about 2007, I think, is when we met. I met Nick originally. And he came up with the idea, actually, kind of the concept of having an electric bass guitar and a acoustic resonator guitar playing together, sort of a Hot Tuna themed kind of thing. And then as we went along, we came up with more song ideas and started thinking, well, we could take old Chicago blues and we could do this resonator thing with Chicago blues, which was never really done. It was always electrified blues, you know? And, so that's kind of, you know, then we of course melded Piedmont blues and hill country blues and all those subgenres of blues and then world music, you know, and a little bit of folk too. So that was me and Nick kind of got it going. And then through, you know, other musicians and friends and stuff, you know, we had met Mikkel Beckman, who plays washboard, and he played on the record.
He's been here with Charlie Parr many times before.
Yeah, he's a great player. And all the other guys were just kind of met through other musicians, you know, and just people playing together and sharing shows and sitting in with each other and stuff like that.
Now, as you were developing as a musician, you know, down in Memphis, down, you know, when you were in Rochester, whatever, had you played in bands a lot before?
Yeah, that's actually what I did originally. I was mainly electric guitar player, so I was always kind of sitting in with people and playing solos, you know, and doing that kind of stuff, you know. And after a while, I started really wanting to write songs, you know, and I did that, and that was when I really got into Nick Drake originally, and I'm still really into Nick Drake. In fact, I was just listening to him last night.
I actually played him earlier and mentioned mentioned that you were coming up and that this was somebody that you liked or that influenced you.
Yeah, yeah. So he's the big inspiration for going solo and becoming a songwriter.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then it just evolved back into the blues. And then the songwriting side of the blues is really the acoustic side. Usually, you know, that's kind of where it comes from, you know. So it was a natural progression in a full circle in a way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me about making the new album. You did some of it at home and some of it in the studio?
Yeah, the engineer, Paul Flynn, out of Owl Recording in Minneapolis, he actually brought over a reel-to-reel machine and mixer and all the other equipment that goes along with it. And we just basically cleared out the living room, sat up right by the fireplace, and got the mic right in there in a good position and played. And then that was the base of the album. And then for all the other musicians, some of the other musicians, we brought it back to the studio where we could then kind of have a more controlled environment and start kind of layering a few extra tracks here and there. So the root, the base of the album is really live, you know, and
analog.
And it's analog, you know, reel to reel. It's, you know, very minimal, just a couple good microphones, and it just sounds really good. This is the happiest I've ever been with recording, ever.
Well, that's a good feeling when you're done and you're happy.
Yeah, I'm actually happy with it.
Do you listen to it and think, oh, I should have done that there, or are you just
not
like,
at all.
This
yeah,
is great.
It's weird. You know, and the funny thing was is like we would do a track, you know, and it was usually like the first or second take and we keep it. Mm-hmm. And that was it. You know, I think two of the songs in the album were actually first takes that we kept. And actually, there's a couple times the engineer was like, I don't know. I don't think we should do another one. You know, I would kind of want to do it again, but then I would try to listen to other people and just let it be, you know. And it ended up sounding really good. Yeah. I think this is the way it's going to be done from now on.
Good. Well, let's hear another one.
All right.
What do you want to play?
This one's called Confusion. This one is also sort of a dark song about being confused. It's pretty self-explanatory, I guess. She's in my head in the dark of the night, plays in my heart in the day. She moves in and out of sight, and I do my best to stay away. No, no. Sometimes I walk till the sun comes up, sometimes even freeze in the winter. Sometimes she sings if she ain't had enough. Sometimes she'll hide beneath the whisper. Oh, oh. And I can't take much more of this. Confusion is a long winter. Confusion, such a long, long kiss. Confusion, such a long, long kiss. Confusion, such a long, long kiss. Confusion, oh. Confusion. Speaking coded messaging, read your own life from your own memory. And I'm all alone when I sing, and in my mind she lives among the trees. Oh, no, and I can't take much more of this. Confusion is a long winter. Such a long, long kiss. Confusion, such a long, long kiss. Confusion, it's a long, long kiss. Confusion, oh.
You found beauty once, you must seize. Disaster's gonna strike twice. Temptation creeps along in threes. If you fight the devil, the devil makes nice, so nice. It's a long, long kiss. Confusion, such a long, long kiss. Confusion, oh, yeah. Oh, you know, I was walking down the street, you know, and I saw my babe come walking my way. The only thing I could do was just turn around and walk the other way. So, confusion.
Jeff Ray on KUMD. That's Confusion from his Blue Mara album. A couple of questions about the album. I want to know where the name came from.
Oh, yeah. The name is basically a, how to best describe it. It's Mara is the Buddhist embodiment of temptation and all sort and like things that lead you astray from the path to enlightenment. And the song is about a lot of that kind of Mara-ish stuff. So, and being a bluesy kind of album, Blue Mara kind of seemed like it was a good fit. And then the cover of the album is a skeleton kind of deal.
Coming out of a lotus blossom, right?
Yeah, yep.
Which is a very Eastern thing.
Yep. And the skeleton has these four arms, kind of like a Vishnu drawing, and each arm is holding something, and then one of the arms is pulling at the guitar strings. And it's kind of a cool imagery of this sort of devilish thing that's sort of, you know, taunting and pulling the guitar away from its path.
Mm-hmm. What are the things that try to pull you away from your path, Jeff?
Oh, well, I don't know.
did you think about that when you were making? I mean, were you had some of those things in mind?
Yeah, I mean, that's I'm. If I was to like identify any kind of philosophy that you know guides me, it's Buddhism, and so you know attachments and all that kind of stuff are things that lead you astray or can cause suffering, and so that's basically what the album is kind of about: is these attachments, you know, and all that kind of stuff that. Yeah, in an artistic representation kind of way, but yeah, trying to, you know, capture that whole vibe, you know, that whole idea with that album. But mm-hmm. If that makes any sense at all,
it does make sense. And you do on some of your tunes, you and Ryan, who's doing some video here for us, we're talking a little bit beforehand, and you were saying that you do some Eastern stuff on this album, and that's kind of been an element in your work.
Yep.
You've talked here before about some of the blues artists and people like Nick Drake that have influenced, you know, Duane Allman was one of them and some other ones. Are there any Eastern artists in particular that have influenced you?
One of the big influences is this fellow named Debashish Bhattacharya. It's kind of a mouthful, but he...
That's a new one to me.
Yeah. He's sort of a innovator of Indian slide guitar. And he plays three different instruments that are sort of the instruments are sort of these melds of guitar meets, you know, it's guitar meets sitar kind of things with sympathetic strings and he uses a slide just only, you know, he doesn't do any fretting on the instrument or anything. And naturally, like when he got in, you know, kept going with this style, he sort of explored into the blues and stuff because slide guitar is very prominent in blues music. And so there's this really cool kind of mix of music that he plays. But his is, I mean, much more, he leans, you know, really far to the traditional Eastern sound. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of blues elements in his music. But, you know, by and large, he's an Eastern musician. But so he's a guy I find really intriguing. And I always, you know, listen to his stuff over and over and over, you know.
How did you find out about him?
I actually, let's see here. I think it's a good question. When did I find out about him? It must have been in 2004. There was a there was a Minnesota Resophonic Guitar Festival in Minneapolis. That's actually what got me into the Resonator. And before that, I was just playing it standard acoustic. And at that show, there were all these other musicians like Bob Brosman and, Charlie Parr played there. Mike Dowling, all these kind of, Pat Donahue, really good people. And I remember a couple of them mentioning Debashish Bhattacharya. And so that's what got me going on that, even though he's not a Resonator guitarist, but his style is, very similar to the way you'd play a Resonator. So I guess that would probably be where I kind of, what led me to him, I guess, through that whole thing.
And I saw a good quote in an interview with you. You were talking about, mixing the Eastern music into what you do, and you said that every culture has its own blues music. It's just that it sounds different.
Yeah, yeah.
Which kind the of a simple thing, but, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, sort of a universal thing. Like, it just kind of arises out of life's troubles and stuff, and everybody has that, so everybody expresses it in a different way, so it'll sound different, but it's fundamentally the same. It's almost, it's kind of music of the people in a way, or of all people.
So whichever particular culture, whatever the music of the people happens to be.
Yeah.
I like that. well, let's hear another one. What do you want to do?
Let's do a nice sweet one. Yeah, maybe I'll tune this one up real quick here. It'll take me like 2 seconds.
And I was threatening, he said he was going to have to do some tuning, and I was threatening to while he does that, read aloud on his blog, if you would like to be entertained. There is the translation, a Google translation of a review of his new album from Belgium. And it has some really interesting interesting translation. Yeah. It doesn't quite make literal sense.
Well, this is using a Google Translator is what I used.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just read this one. Jeff came in 2001 for the first time out. CD by Least, Sunshine City Tree, included a strange collection of songs for that time. Which I believe they're talking about your first album there, Sunshine City Tree. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. So if you would like to be entertained, you can go to myspace.com/Jeff Ray Music, and there's that translation there on the blog post. Okay, what are we going to do?
I love that translation.
It was making me laugh. It was making me laugh. A plate previously under the title Singer-Songwriter Falls.
Yep.
Okay.
Different use of... order of words and stuff.
All right. Well, that killed some tuning time there.
There
we go. What are you going to do next? What are you going to do next?
All right. This is another one off the new album. This one's called Go On My Blue. It's sort of a love song.
All right.
Skies turn gray, leaves decay. Ain't nothing that you can do. Skies turn gray, clouds blow away. Ain't nothing that is ever really new. It don't matter if you pray. Don't matter if you knew. No, no. And all I can say is go home on my blue. Bed's gone cold, throat feels dry, I don't see you anymore. My head hurts, back so sore, I've been sitting here all day. Don't matter what you feel, no. She flew, no, no, no. All I can say is go home on my blue. All I can say is go home on my blue.
Jeff Ray on KUMD, that's Go On My Blue from his latest disc, Blue Mara, another one from that album. And boy, we're running out of time here,
oh,
Jeff.
Geez.
It's a shame. I wish I wish we could spend a little more time. But
I
did want to ask you another quick question. You know, you're really, really kind of acclaimed for your guitar playing. And I know that's something that, you know, you really into and worked at.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But when you're a guitar player, how do developing your own sound, is that something that you have to intentionally work at, or is it, does it happen naturally as you get better and better? And I'm just curious about that because you definitely have developed your own sound. But I think when a lot of people start out, they're just kind of learning off of records or whatever,
right,
and some people never quite get their own thing.
Yeah, I think like in the past I've tried to be intentional,
mm-hmm.
and it never would quite work, you know. And so it's almost like you don't really plan what's going to happen. And as you're playing, you know, and learning things, that you find that you just kind of gravitate towards that more, and then you get better at it. And there's a Johnny Carson quote, actually, that always comes to mind when I think about that. But he always said that, you know, if there's something you really enjoy, like truly enjoy doing,
mm-hmm.
then you'll excel at it, you know, and that's it. Like, because you'll just want to do it more and more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you're playing guitar, if there's a certain style or something that you're really like, you just like to do, then just keep going with that. You know, don't say to yourself, no, don't, you know, I can't do that. I got to try to be this kind of style or
mm-hmm.
whatever. You know, it should always be kind of from the heart. And I think that is kind of the, what really eventually leads you to your own style is kind of following that, you know. I don't know if that makes any sense either.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense. And how does songwriting fit into that? Because, you know, you've got three things that you're doing. You're doing the guitar, you're writing the songs, and you're singing. And so are those as effortless? Or, I mean, not that playing the guitar is effortless,
right.
obviously, but once you get to a certain point, it's
yeah, it gets
easier.
It goes in stages because, mm-hmm. Especially when you're songwriting, you kind of, everybody has their own order, and not all songs follow the same order, like, you know, lyrics, this, then mm-hmm. music, whatever. But for me, it definitely like becomes, it starts out as like a riff or something cool that I think is fun. I play it for like 3 hours straight or something and then start expanding on that. And then I just play it that so much that then I don't have to think about it, you know. And then so everything starts to get more automated, and then the lyrics, and you can focus on the lyrics more because it's hard to, I think with the brain, it's hard to really be expressive or improvising multiple things at once, you
mm-hmm.
know, like
mm-hmm.
usually I have to put one thing on autopilot, and I'm stomping my foot too. So everything's kind of try to keep one thing on autopilot and then go off with another thing, you know. And that's why it's really fun to play with other people, you know. And for so long I was playing solo, and it's, I think it's really cool to, for this album, you know, to have gotten these people together, because, man, it just really lightens the load.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot. It's really fun, because then multiple things are happening improvisationally, you know, rather than just what's happening in your own mind, you know. It's a lot of fun.
Great. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to finish with?
Well, I'll finish with this sort of Eastern themed song that we were talking about earlier. I'll get this little thing tuned up here.
Do you need me to
read it real quick.
You're like, please, no, don't do that again.
See, the whole like strategy really is tune a lot so that it sounds really bad, and then when you play a song, it'll sound really good in comparison. That's how you trick the masses. No, just kidding. Yeah, so this one's called Dead, and this is another dark song. I hate to be so dark on a gloomy day like this, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
It's Jeff Ray on KUMD.
escape kingdom. You ain't gonna get away from kingdom.
That's Jeff Ray on KUMD. Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Come on down to the Brewhouse tonight.
Yeah.
People.
Jeff's going to be playing tonight at the Brewhouse. And then at 9:30, right, tonight?
Yeah, 9:30.
Yep. And then tomorrow, Sir Ben's Saturday. And then I'm not sure the start time for that one.
I think it's 9:30 as well.
Okay.
If in doubt, just show up at 9 and hang out for a little while. No, it'll be for sure. Yeah, 9:30 is the start time for both nights.
Okay.
And then I'm going home after that, so...
And are you going to be home for a
People
while?
Better come out and see the show.
Well, thanks so much. And really
thanks
enjoying the new album, Blue Mara. And thanks for playing some tunes off of that. Mm-hmm. To check out upcoming sessions more and to listen to this session again, we're going to put this up at KUMD.org. And all you need to do is click on live sessions. Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio A on KUMD. Thanks for listening.